Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Principal Liner Notes podcast. My name is Sean Gaylord and I am your host. You may know me as the founder of hashtag Celebrate Monday or hashtag Trend the Positive, or you may even know me as the author of The Pepper Effect, published by Dave Burgess Consulting, Inc. My journey as an educator has included teaching English and American history, and I am currently serving as a middle school principal in North Carolina. Putting together a podcast has always been a dream of mine, and I appreciate you taking the time to tune in as I embark on this journey. I am not a podcast expert, and I am learning as we go along. So I'm hoping you bear with me as I discover the possibilities of connecting and learning with you in the form of a podcast. This is kind of like my old college band, the Sky Dogs, where we didn't usually have a set list or a big audience. And we started playing a gig not knowing where we were going to land. It was both scary and exciting. That is what this podcast journey reminds me of. But in this case, I do kind of have a set list prepared with lots of room for vamping and improvisation. There's a whole long story about how we tried to play Inagata De Vida and we got fired in the middle of a gig. But hopefully, as I'm looking over my shoulder here in my little podcast studio, that's not going to happen. I am calling this opening episode an overture of sorts. This is not like the 1812 overture or the overture to Tommy, that amazing rock opera by The Who. It's more like an explanation. I still collect and listen to old vinyl records. One of the things I love about records, besides the beautiful artwork or that old musty smell that gives me an allergy attack, is the liner notes. You know, those words on the back of an album cover meant to give an explanation of the music or some kind of artist background. Sometimes, if you look at old Bob Dylan albums, he'll have something like a poem or some surrealistic painting. Sometimes liner notes are trite, and the author has absolutely no clue what or whom they are writing about, and sometimes those are very amusing. Sometimes, though, liner notes are poetic, impressionistic, and they resonate with the listener. Each episode will aspire on the latter side of my liner notes explanation. I hope that the words and insights will leave you inspired, compelled, and energized. There may be a bum note along the way, but I will do what the Allman Brothers band called hitting the note. It's that moment in that band where everything is locked tight, the rhythm is right, the lead guitar is melodic, the bass is locked in with the drums, the organ is just pulsating, and the members of that band are just locked together into a kind of synergy. And they called it hitting the note. And I hope that I'm able to hit the note here in Principal Liner Notes podcast for you. Occasionally, we will have guests sitting in to share and jam with me. You, the audience, are an important part of this gig, and I want to honor your time and learning by giving you something of value that will take you back, that you'll take back with you on your respective journey. So, with all of that said, please feel free to follow me on Twitter at @smgaylord or follow this podcast, Principal Liner Notes. Let's keep the conversation going, and you are welcome to join the band anytime. Thanks for listening.